This episode of Okie Podcast is brought to you by Southwest Trading Company. If you have not been to Southwest Trading Company, please go do that right now or after this podcast. But the location for Southwest Trading Company is 1306 East 11th Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Southwest Trading Company has so many items from so many different artists, like jewelry, art, blankets, cedar boxes, clothing, collectibles. You name it, they got it. So why not shop at Southwest Trading Company? Go like the Facebook page, follow the Facebook page, to keep up with all new events coming out the store and items. And once again, that location is 1306 East 11th Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go check them out and let them know Russ from Okie Podcast sent you. This podcast is brought to you by Native Co. Gallery, an indigenous-owned business. They offer turquoise jewelry, beadwork, pottery, and Pendleton. You can also shop jewelry and Pendleton on their website at www.nativecogallery.com or in-store at 516 West 12th, Ada, Oklahoma. And let them know Russ from Okie Podcast sent you. Podcast, and it's gonna be me today. I know I've been missing MIA from the podcast, Okie Podcast and Spirit Talkers, but wanted to address a lot of things about that, and it's been going on. And then, you know, I got some stuff coming up too this month and next month as well. So, but 2024 has started off very intense, very emotional, very sad. I just say that because maybe you didn't know, maybe you did know, maybe you knew my dad. And you didn't know, but he passed away on January 29th, 2024. And yeah, so, I mean, even before that too, he was sick. And I just wasn't, I didn't care about this stuff I had going on. Because all I cared about was him. But, I mean, it was just, it was sudden and shocking. And I say shocking because, I mean, I knew, what I mean is, like, he always comes through, he always comes out of whatever it is. I mean, being sick, surgery, whatever it may be, he always comes out, and he comes out stronger. But this time, I remember when he was in the ambulance, and I got there right before they took him, and deep down inside, it was, I knew that was the last time, or this was going to be probably the last few days, maybe a week, a few weeks that I probably had with him. And it was just a gut feeling that I had, and you know, I wanted him to pull through, but it just didn't seem likely with what I was seeing at that moment. And then throughout his time in the hospital, some days were good and some days weren't. But it was leaning towards him just coming back home in Pawnee, and I was going to stay with him. And
Oh, man. It's crazy. I don't know. It's just, it's still like, it's, I don't know. Like, I don't. Like, I know he's in a better place. No more suffering. Nothing like that. You know, he's healed. He's well. But, I mean, it's just that selfishness. I mean, you can call it love, too, you know, but you always want your loved ones here forever, you know, and forever's not a thing. And, I mean, it's almost about to be 3 months. Hold on. January. No, well, yeah, it's almost about 3 months my dad's been gone. And I mean, it's, I don't know. I'm getting better with it, but I don't know the proper words to say, I guess, dealing with it, I guess. I don't know. Because, I don't know. I guess it just gets easy. I don't know the right words to, I guess, just processing it and dealing with it. I mean, it was like, it was just the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my entire life. And I thought I was prepared. Like, I knew, like, my dad even talked to me about himself passing away. And then the things that I would have to do and need to do for him. And I mean, but that was years ago too. So a lot of stuff changed. And I wish I would have asked him more, like just recently, just to brush up what he wanted. Cause I don't know, there's just a lot of things that I didn't know. And I was only trying to prepare myself for him passing away. I didn't prepare myself for the decisions, the business side of it, I guess. Everything that goes into your loved ones passing away. And it was hard because you're trying to handle all this stuff while grieving and trying to wrap your head around what just happened. And man, I was tore up. Like it still feels like a bad dream, but at that time it was like a nightmare. It was a nightmare just seeing him in the hospital and having to watch Superman. You know, I always refer to my dad as the Terminator, right? Like, you know, he'll get beat up or whatever by just sickness or something. And then, like, when he's over it, it's like he just restarts and he just starts living life again and killing it. But I mean, this time, like I said, I knew deep down it was probably the last time I was gonna talk to him, be with him. But I didn't want that to happen, but I knew deep down that it probably was going to happen, and it did. And I mean, you know, but I'm glad that I got to spend the time I did with him in the hospital. Like, he wasn't truly alone, and I'm just glad we got to spend some time together. You know, we finally got to watch TV, as he said one day. We were watching, I don't even know what we were watching, whatever show was on in the hospital room. And he was just like, oh, it just feels good to watch TV with you, Russ. And I mean, it's just like the simple things of like that, you know. And so, oh man, man. But, you know, and then he passed away, and trying to do all the stuff and get everything arranged and situated, and then you're trying to, like I said, process what happened. And, you know, I was pointed out that it was traumatizing to see that. And it was, I mean, I've had a lot of time to think about a lot of things and the things that happened. And it was traumatizing to see that in real time, like, because I don't know, it's just tough to see someone so strong just deteriorate in front of you. And it was just something I wasn't used to seeing. And, man, that was tough. You know, it's tough to think about. And it was just, man, yeah, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. And then, you know, Pawnees, we bury in 4 days. And that was another thing I had to do. You know, I want to make sure that I, you know, at least the last thing I could do for my dad was this. You know, and I was just, the entire time, I was just like, I hope I'm doing everything right. You know, I hope I'm, you know, just help me out. Just help me out one last time. Not just one last time. I mean, help me out all the time. But, I mean, really, like, let everything go smoothly. And it did. I mean, it did. Like, everything went smoothly in those 4 days. And everything worked out. You know, and I'm thankful and I'm grateful for my family. Charmin for being there for me. My brother. Yeah, my sister Sarah, she helped me out a lot. Because I had no idea what to do. And then I was just like, I don't know. I just didn't want to do it. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. Well, I mean, I don't know. It's just hard. It's hard to put everything into words, you know, because there's a lot to be done, but you're still trying to just wrap your head around what just happened. And then, but I mean, everything worked out. You know, thankful for the tribe, for Pawnee Nation, for helping me. Just making a lot of things easier in the community, you know, my people, everybody that prayed for us, myself, and just all the things that happened. I mean, it was a blur. Like, it went by so fast. Like, he passed away, and by the time I knew it, we were at the funeral, and then we were burying him. And it was like, man, that just happened. And I don't know. And it's still such a strange feeling to just try to live without this person that you talk to on a regular basis. Your dad, your father, your mother, whatever it may be, your grandma. You know, and I went through this with my grandma when I was younger, but I didn't understand truly what death was at that time. And then when she passed away, that was my first run-in with what happens when you pass away. And that was hard, you know, but everybody said she was always with me and everything. And so I always kept that in my head, you know, and I moved forward in life. But now, you know, as an adult, you understand a lot. And I've learned so much within the past 3 years of doing all this stuff. I've learned this, like, side of life. And then I know the other side of just like a 9-to-5, I guess, but luckily I had that chance to be with him. Oh man. But yeah, it's tough. It's still tough. I mean, there's nights I don't know. It's just like, I want to call him, but no one will answer. And then, you know, some days I'll just be expecting his call to say dad on there, just to check on me. But that won't happen. So yeah, it's been, I don't know, it's been rough. I'll just say that. It's been really rough. And you know, I have my days where I'm okay. And then some days, like, it's just like I'm not, you know, I just think so much about, I don't know, just like the other day I was thinking about when we cleaned out his house. And I remember when we cleaned out his house, like that was the moment that I realized, like, I really don't have a physical home in Pawnee anymore. You know, like, I don't have this place to go to, which was my dad's. You know, like, I started football commentating for the Black Bears. And I mean, anytime I'd go to Pawnee, to being all the time, like, he's my dad, so yeah, I'm gonna go to his house. But I mean, it's just like there's no place like that now. Like, I just can't go to my dad's house and chill out before the game and then come back after the game and we talk for a little bit, you know? Or like, if there's something I need to do in Pawnee, like, I can't just stay there, you know? So it's just like, I don't know. And then just remembering, like, the things we did in that house. I just remember his cooking, you know, his cooking was always good. He'd always make my bed. I'd always just get up and I'd go do whatever. And then I'd come home and my bed would be made or whatever. And then, I don't know, it's just hanging out, watching TV. Him telling stories, just talking, having a meal, simple stuff. And when we cleaned this house out, man, like, it didn't get to me till we were completely done and just walking through the empty house and just realizing, like, this is it. Like, this is, like, it's over, I guess. I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, like, I I have stuff of his that I brought back to my home. You know, my brother had on his side, he got stuff too. I mean, my dad didn't have a lot of stuff, but it was just stuff that we just didn't want to see thrown away. So I'm glad my brother took it back home. And then my sister took some stuff. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just, that just really hit me after that. And I had to go in the backyard and just kind of not freak out. Oh, man, it was, that was tough to do. Because I realized, like, you know, it's not my physical home anymore, right? Like, it's not ours, me and my dad's house. So that was tough. Everybody said that was going to be tough, but I didn't believe it until we were completely done. And after that, it was just grieving. You know, some days I just laid in bed all day. I didn't want to do nothing. I didn't want to talk to no one. You know? But then, like I said, though, as days went on, weeks, you know, a month went by, you know, I know my dad wouldn't want me to live like that. Like, he wouldn't want me to, you know, yeah, grieve, you know, but don't let it run your life like that. Like, I still have things to do. I still have a lot to do. A lot of things need to be done. And I just can't let, you know, I just can't not do nothing. You know, I know my dad would be like, get up, you know, get up and, you know, work on something, you know. And, you know, my dad was, he was tough like that. Like, he didn't, you know, and I, and I truly understand, like, how he would feel when he would tell me, you know, his brothers are gone. His friends were pretty much all gone, you know, around his age, and his folks are gone, you know, and he lost a son, which was my brother. Golly, son, that was almost 20 years ago. And just how I'm feeling with him, man, I was thinking about how he must have felt, well, like that. You know, he had to see a lot of his, pretty much all of his family pass away. And then it was just like, just him. And he was he told me he was finally the eldest of the family. He was like the last one of that era, I guess. And I mean, it's such a shock, you know. Even at the services, everybody was just saying, you know, he worked out all the time. And he did, you know, up until, maybe about a year ago, I think he kind of started slowing down. And everybody would, you know, that's how I remember my dad was like, always on a treadmill, running, even on the trails in Pawnee, he'd just be running, or out at the tribe, running around the clinic. And, you know, my joke was, you know, my dad was going to outlive me. That was my thing, because, I mean, I'm kind of healthy, but then again, I'm not. I mean, I could do a lot better, but, you know, my thing was always like, I bet my dad will outlive me, you know, and I think about that now, and I think about how I feel, and then I think about how he feel, how he must have felt with all those, you know, people passing away and everything, and I wouldn't want that for him, you know, I wouldn't want to go before him, so, but it just really makes you think about when people tell you stuff like that. You know, like, I'm the last one, you know, or all my brothers are dead. You know, my folks are gone. And, man, it's just like, I don't know, it's just a feeling like you, like, I understand now, you know, like, I don't wish it on anybody. But, I mean, it just happens. It's part of life. And so it's just, you know, it's tough some days. It's fine some days. But, oh, but, yeah. Yeah, it's been, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, bring anybody down. It's just, like, I just thought I'd give an update about that, because I know I've gotten a lot of messages, and then Chris from, you know, he's gotten a lot of messages, and I know not everybody's my friend on Facebook or whatever, you know, but that's what happened. Was my dad passed away, and it's just trying to live after that. I mean, you know, it's just hard to get back into things, you know, because I don't have like a regular 9-to-5 job, so to say, but I just didn't think I was in the right headspace to do these podcasts. I didn't, because I felt like I wouldn't give my full attention to people, you know, and even on Spirit Talkers, I just didn't feel like talking about death if it was brought up or anything. You know, like, stuff like that. Like, it was just sensitive for me, I guess. But, you know, we're going to record here this weekend, I believe, for Spirit Talkers. Still not, like, 100%, so Chris may have to carry the show for a little bit. But, you know, I realized, like, I need to, get back into things, man, you know, you know, I'm thankful for everybody that reached out, that, you know, we posted on Facebook that my dad passed away, and it was just like, you know, about his passing away, and then the services, and his funeral, and what was going to happen, and stuff, and you know, and people that reached out to me, you know, in the comment section or in my DMs too, or just texted me from my phone. You know, thank you for reaching out and thinking of us, you know, all of us, you know, all my family, you know. You know, thank you for the prayers and if anybody helped out, however, you know, the community, the tribe, a lot of people helped out, you know, and you know who you are. I'm not gonna say your name or anything. Some people might not want their name on here, but But I mean, you know exactly who you are, you know, individually, and just helped out at the house, cooked a meal for us, did all these things. You know, my mind's kind of jumbling right now. You know, I thought I was ready to do this, but once you really start thinking about what happened, it just kind of, you think more and more about what had happened. And so, but I mean, just everyone, you know, thank you so much for helping in that difficult time, man, because I was lost. I couldn't think straight. All I thought about was my dad, and it was just, you know, it's just taking it day by day. You know, that's what everybody says too, you know, but, and I'm, you know, very happy that, you know, I've had a few dreams about my dad since he passed away. And the last one I had was, we were somewhere, we're in some room, and I walked up on him and he was reading the newspaper like always. And I sat down at the table he was at, which, what's crazy is, like, I don't know what we were talking about. And I have no idea what he was talking to me about, but we were talking and we're laughing and we're just like conversating. But I have no idea, like, the words are kind of like mumbled. I don't know. It's weird. Man, my nose. But I had that, and then I had one before where, like, this one, man, this one was like, this one, they've all felt real, but this one was like, I was at my old house, and shout out to Yellow Horse, but I was in my old house over there, and I went in, I walked in the house, and then my phone started ringing, and it said dad on it. So, like, I picked it up, and I was like, hello, you know, and it was weird because, like, it was staticky. The phone on his end was staticky, and he could barely speak. And it was just us having another conversation. But he wasn't talking too much. And, you know, we talk about dreams on Spirit Talkers and how, like, powerful, like, they got to be to communicate with you in your dreams. Your loved ones that may have passed on, and they come to you in a dream, and, you know, they let you know that everything's okay, or they're okay, or, you know, something, or they talk to you. You know, we talk about how powerful they are when they do that, and that takes a lot of energy. And so, I mean, like, it was a phone call, but it was, like, real staticky and stuff, and we're just talking. And I remember he said, oh, man, it's got to. It was like, I just said, I miss you. And it was, like, staticky. And he said, like, I know I haven't been around much. And, man, I was just like, oh, God. You know, so. And it was just, like, short answers from him. And it was, like, long pauses with static in it. But, yeah. And then I woke up. After what conversation we had, and it just felt so real. And so, yeah, I appreciate those dreams, and I'm glad I had them. You know, I hope I get more. I don't know. I know he's got stuff to do, but it's always nice to see him and hear him or whatever. But yeah. Oh, man. But yep, April 29th will be 3 months that my dad has been gone. Now, it's crazy because it's like, you just start thinking about the things they miss. Like, the other day, I was just like, well, Dad, you missed March Madness. But you didn't miss much. I think, who is it, UConn? UConn won, so you didn't miss much. Iowa State got beat. He probably would have been mad. You know, and then I started thinking about, dang, he's going to miss football. He's going to miss the new Big 12, the new SEC, OU going to SEC. So he's going to miss all that. And then I start thinking about, like, his birthday's in August. It's like, damn, he ain't going to be here. And then, like, everyone else's birthday, even mine, you know, he's not going to be here for that. So then you start thinking about past birthdays that you had together. I mean, it's just like, there's all these memories start coming back that you may have forgot about, or I don't know. It's just stuff that, things that can be more cherished. And so, but that's, you know, that's just what I've been now thinking about, you know, the places like this, cause we came to Tulsa all the time. And it's just like, you know, like going to some places and I know we've been there before and it's just kind of like, damn, you know, we can't come here now anymore. So it's just stuff like that. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It's just crazy. It's crazy to think about. It's crazy to process and get through and all of that. But, you know, like I said, I'm thankful for everybody's prayers and everything. You know, they help so much. Pray for me. You know, pray for our family and, you know, everybody affected, you know, but I just want to address, you know, that part of it. Just anybody that messaged me or anybody else about what's going on, you know, why haven't, you know, things been happening, but yeah, like I said, he'd want me to get out there and start doing stuff again. So that's, you know, that's another thing. So this weekend got Indigipop at the FAM Museum. I'll be there. I'll be taking some pics for Indigipop. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'll probably just walk around and take pics. But, you know, shout out to them for letting me take some, you know, being able to take some pics. I mean, you know, hope I get a lot of good shots. I hope, you know, it'll be a good turnout. You know, everybody's excited about nerding out this weekend. So, you know, it's going to be a good time. You know, I hope I get to see a lot of people, you know, there, and old friends, make some new friends, whatever it may be. So I hope everyone has a good time at Indigipop. It's a Saturday and Sunday. It might be Friday too. I don't have my phone on me, it's charging, but I know it's this weekend. So go check out Indigipop. And then 420, that's next weekend. I mean, even all weekend too, Saturday and Sunday, you got the Muskogee Art Market. So go check that out at River Spirit. It's going to be in their conference rooms. And then I say 420 because not smoking. I don't do that. But we got a comedy show that night that evening, I believe at 8. It's going to be from 8 to 9. And I'm going to be hosting that comedy show, and it's going to feature Jordan J.I., Zebediah Nofire, Sandra Slade, and JoJo Horse Chief. So make sure you come out next weekend. And it's a free show. It's a free show, so come on out, get your laugh on. Forget about your job, what you got going on, the stress of the world. Just come have a good time, you know. Don't think about the jokes too much. Just laugh. and just be out there. It's a free show, you know. And I think last year we had about 150 people up in there, maybe more. So get there and cheer us on, clap for us. And then May, and then April 26th, I'll be at the Norman Music Festival. I'll be with Full Blood Productions for their comedy show. I think I'll be taking pictures, but then I'll also be doing a podcast, I think. I have no idea. I forgot to ask Justin that, but I'll be there. I kind of want to see if anybody would tell me some spooky stories. So if you're there, come say what's up. I might even be live on Facebook or something. I don't know. I have to think of that. I have to think of what to do, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I'll be in Norman April 26th at the Sooner Theater, I believe. So come check out myself. Come check out the comedians. It's a big show that Justin Fulbright Productions has put together, and it'll be a good show. I believe it's free as well. So come on out. Come on out to Sooner Theater. Get some pictures. And then May 25th, myself and Jordan J.I. have been talking about this show, like collaborating for a show for a while. So Commodity Comedy is going down at the Dome in Okmulgee. And J.I. Productions, Jordan J.I., and I'm helping her put this show together. And her first flyer came out, I think, February 1st. And I did another one that I released April 1st. So I'll be sharing that throughout the month. But y'all come out. Right now it's BOGO for tickets. So I believe they're $5, I think. I think it says that on the website. So it's on Eventbrite. It's on the flyer I shared. If you're on Eventbrite, just look up Commodity Comedy in Okmulgee, and it should pop up. And get your tickets. Get your tickets. There's going to be concessions. So there'll be food, some good food there. They'll have some vendors there. You can buy whatever, jewelry, shirts, all that stuff. And comedians, Jordan J.I., of course, Keelan Bearpaw, Cepeda Cheeks, Henny B., and then hosted by Rachel Rose. And then DJ Wally Main is DJing. Am I forgetting the comic? Oh, Will Buck. Yeah. So Will Buck, Jordan J.I., Cepeda Cheeks, Henny B., Keelan Bearpaw, and hosted by Rachel Rose. And then DJ Wally Main will be on the ones and twos. Yeah, my bad, Will. I didn't mean to forget you. And then I'll be there taking pics, getting video, all that stuff. So, yeah, so come check that out May 25th. Keep that on the radar. And, yeah. But I'm coming back. I thought about doing this podcast every other week like Spirit Talkers, but I don't know. We'll see. We will see. I'm just kind of playing it by ear and stuff and seeing what happens and rescheduling with a lot of guests that I had scheduled. But, you know, because everything that happened, I just, you know, told them I can't, you know. Even before, like, you know, my dad got sick, you know, it's always family first, you know, you got to remember that. So, and it's always like that with me, you know, and even my guests, you know, I've had a few guests where family things happen and, you know, I'm like, handle that, you know, you have to handle that because that's your family, you know, do what you can for your family. So always family first. I was going to say something else. I forgot. What if I'll think of it? Oh, yeah. Check out Southwest Trading Company here in Tulsa. Check them out. Go to their store. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram. Check out Native Co. Gallery out in Ada, Oklahoma. Go follow them on Instagram and Facebook as well. And let them both know Russ Monkey Podcast sent you. And then I think that is all, everybody. So until next time.